I would suggest that actually decentralization has stalled in terms of human resources management. There has not been effective transfer of responsibility for teachers, health workers, and literally, virtually, most of the employees are still under the control of the central government, in spite of the rhetoric of devolution. And I think if you go to the ground, you find a lot of people who are, especially those who are for, political decentralization or political decentralization perspective. That's the major frustration. And that's because the public servants have resisted transferring their services to the local governments. They have wanted to remain at the central government for two reasons. One is because of the fear of parochial patronage aspects of being under the control of under the control of the local government political leaders. So that they have been afraid of. The second one is because they consider that, or at least they are both at the individual level and even in terms of the trade union movement, the union of teachers and so on, and the union of health workers, they consider the local authorities to be too fragile to guarantee their pay as well as their retirement benefits. So decentralization of human resource management is a key problem even today that has to be addressed by the decentralization program in Tanzania.